I don't know. Are you blogging? How do I learn more about stuff that you know about so I can know about it?
I try to put everything on my website.
Okay.
I don't really do social media.
Yeah.
But whenever something...
Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Hi, this is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. ACRA Hudson Catskill.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can you say no to that?
From Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rick Scarano and Karen Helmerson in Glenmont, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener supported radio.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Catherine Doyle and Megan Leibowitz report for NBC that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik filed another complaint about a judge who has ruled on several cases of protesters attempting to overthrow the government on January 6, 2021. Stefanik alleged judicial misconduct because U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell, who has overseen various January 6-related cases, spoke in favor of democracy and against authoritarianism. Accepting an award at a Women's White Collar Defense Association gala, the judge said, and I quote, "My D.C. judicial colleagues and I regularly see the impact of big lies at the sentencing of hundreds of individuals who have been convicted for offense conduct on January 6, 2021, when they disrupted the certification of the 2020 presidential election at the U.S. Capitol. As district court judges, we are all about the facts," end quote. Stefanik calls that, and I quote, "highly inappropriate political speech," end quote. Stefanik submitted a complaint to D.C. Court of Appeals Chief Judge Sri Srinivasan. Stefanik filed a different legal complaint on November 10th against Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who is currently presiding over Donald J. Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. And you can read more about this story at NBC News. Mid-Hudson News reports that part of Dutchess County's urban trail project in the city and town of Poughkeepsie was named the Marcus J. Molinaro North Side Line at a ceremony celebrating its opening. Molinaro is currently congressional representative in another part of the state and has moved to Catskill, but before his current term, he served seven others as Dutchess County executive. The current, but soon retiring, Dutchess County Executive Bill O'Neill said, and I quote, "Thanks to the vision and dedication of our own former county executive, Mark Molinaro, as well as community stakeholders, we are proud to bring this new kind of trail, which will be open, lit, and monitored 24/7, 365 to fruition," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. MSNBC reports that so far Representative Elise Stefanik has not denounced former President Donald Trump for echoing Adolf Hitler from
Mein Kampf.
Donald Trump doubled down after speaking of immigrants as vermin, saying this week that
they're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that, and I never read Mein Kampf.
In Hitler's book, the dictator wrote that, and I quote, "All great cultures of the past perished only because the original creative race died out from blood poisoning," end quote. Stefanik, who was shouting at college presidents about anti-Semitism last week, was not only silent on the issue, but she met with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort and posted a photo with him on social media on December 19th. Stefanik represents Rensselaer and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. Trump is leading Republican candidates for president, though more and more running a fascist campaign. Read more about this story at MSNBC.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
Newburgh, New York declared a housing emergency and other cities could follow suit. A 2021 survey finds 77% of people might leave the city because of high rents. It also finds Newburgh residents are spending over 30% of their income on housing. Just as the city declared this housing emergency, it also approved rent control legislation. Part of this law includes the city council creating a rent guidelines board. Daniel Atona with For the Many says the board's work is critical.
That board is what's going to regulate the rents going forward. So that board will decide, are we going to freeze the rents for the rent-stabilized tenants in Newburgh? Are we going to allow a small increase? Are we going to allow a decrease?
The board will have two tenant representatives, two property owner representatives, and five public members. The city council has until next month to organize the board. 738 apartments in 68 Newburgh buildings have their rents temporarily frozen. Those residents can't be evicted without good cause under the state's Emergency Tenant Protections Act. But Newburgh isn't the only New York municipality facing a housing crisis. Other cities like Rochester and Ithaca are also seeing rents rise to unreasonable levels. To declare a housing emergency, a municipality must prove it has a vacancy rate below 5%. Atona notes state legislative interventions could have prevented this housing crisis.
We've been pushing for things like the Housing Access Voucher Program, which would provide housing vouchers to people who are homeless or about to become homeless to help them pay their rent. We've been pushing things like the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, which would allow tenants to buy their building from the landlord if the landlord is selling the building.
Efforts have also gone toward passing good cause eviction legislation, which can protect all upstate New York tenants from rent hikes and unfair evictions. Atona notes this is part of the continued work he and other housing organizers will undertake in 2024. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a partly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 39 degrees and a south wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. Tonight, there will be a chance of rain showers before midnight, then a chance of rain and snow showers. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees and a south wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tomorrow, on Christmas Eve, there will be a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 42 degrees and a south wind at around 6 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees.
And on Christmas Day, Monday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 47 degrees. And on Monday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 37 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Rehearsing and nursing a part, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Let's take a detour to to the Oracle Feed and Seed on the corner of Packard and Porter. The only local feed and seed that sells both good coffee and psychic advice, along with 50-pound bags of dog food and horse inseminator syringes. The only local business that contains the true oracular power of the falls themselves. When things seem murky and unclear, stop in and buy 6 dozen baby chicks in a box and ask the owners and proprietors, Agnes and Red Burbandonifon, about your future. Is that website you're working on going to be successful? Will you finally get that rare beanie baby from that jerk you continue to be friends with? Do the evil spirits that pursue you know how hot the real estate market is? Like, do they? It's so fucking crazy out there right now. Beyond the Western Door.
Shirts and grow more fat and eat 3 pounds of sausages at a go, or only bread and pickle for a week.
Good Lord. Like, I'm trying to find,
and hoard pens
like,
and pencils and beer mats and things and boxes.
I can't do it. I can't find them on the internet.
But now we must have clothes that keep us dry and pay our rent and not swear in the street and set a good example for the children. We must have friends to dinner and read the papers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now. So people who know me are not too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and start to wear purple.
No, I mean, as a intuitive, you can't really see my room, right? I'm really kind of impressed, I guess. It's like,
the question is obvious and the answer is a secret. Just like usual. How
you turn into friends, so you can just actually be on a dating app looking for friends.
Everyone else is just like, yeah,
I was wondering, we have the website and everything. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I'm 33 years old. I'm knowing people in groups.
He hangs his belt and shoestrings.
He
covers his face with his hands and begins to
talk. A lot of people
in a variety of circles.
That doesn't mean that you can't be on dating apps to meet people.
Fit out the ring.
I can see that they're getting all their phone down. And now,
snatching up an ass. He begins striking himself about the knees with it, and seemingly in
right
the
now.
Direction of the three women. He drags burning logs out of the fire with his naked hands. He dashes 3 times around each of the women and finally collapses, like a dead man. During the whole time, no one has been permitted to touch him. While he repossesses now in trance, he is to be watched so closely that not even a fly may settle upon him.
Yeah,
his spirit has departed, and he is viewing the sacred mountains with their inhabiting gods. The women in attendance whisper to each other, trying to guess in what part of the yonder world he now may be. If they mention the correct mountain, the shaman steers either a hand or a foot. At length, he begins to return. In a low, weak voice, he utters the words,
He has heard in the world below.
It's like a fountain of crazy shock.
Then the women begin to sing. The shaman slowly awakes, declaring both the cause of the illness and the manner of sacrifice to be made. Then he announces the length of time it will take for the patient to grow well.
When once thus securely provided with a warm house for the winter, the ichneumon grub, now nearly full grown, proceeds to devour what remains of the unfortunate caterpillar creature until occasionally no vestige of him remains. With this final leap, the larvae reach their full size.
It seems like nobody's here. Everybody else is the same way.
The cavity. The polyphemus cocoon with their bones.
So call back, and that lady says, call me back. I'm you know, it's easy to birthday, whatever that means. They're too busy. Everybody is too busy.
And eventually make their exit through small holes in the outer cocoon.
I mean, I can tell you a billion things, but...
And fly abroad to the terror of future polyphemus cocoon.
I will face God
and walk backwards. I don't think everyone has the same talent.
Well, I'm 33, and I'm once again living in my parents' house. And I can see that they're getting old and slowing down. And they're asking me, what am I going to do this? What am I going to do that? You know, they're talking about their jobs, their stuff like that.
I'm not saying the world will push it because everybody is not compassionate or empathy. And that lady is not very spiritual.
She passed away in 2007.
What then is our mock?
And it's like, it stop leading me on, saying to call back.
But a rapacious robber fly.
And then when they call, when you finally have a chance to talk, they're not compassionate and they don't have empathy.
It hovers in the flowery haunts of
and they don't want to talk because they're liars.
Makes havoc among the unsuspecting small fry. Among the insects.
Which nature, for some reason, has wonderfully disguised as a bumblebee. Makes havoc among the unsuspecting small fry, among the insects, or even among many nearly as large as itself.
But I felt when
clutching them with its strong
legs. When I got home, I knew what I wanted,
sucking,
even though I wanted blue. Everybody else is the same way.
Having been nicely calculated as a larder to carry him to a
call back, and that lady keeps saying, call me back. It's Jesus' birthday, whatever that means. They're too busy. Everybody's too busy.
Spider nest. While the cavity is now filled with a filmy brown cocoon, containing perhaps a plump white larva, perhaps a pupa, or maybe a steel blue slender waisted wasp. Just making its exit, and fully prepared to tell you all about spiders, if you will only listen to his hum with proper understanding. So then, our dead spiders are not dead after all. A very little provocation in the way of a rude touch, or jostle any one of them, will cause a perceptible tremor of the legs, even after weeks of confinement within this sealed blood chamber.
A
wonderful provision of nature in this potent city of the parent wasp to ensure a supply of fresh living food for its young until the completion of its growth.
I have kids too. My kids find me funny.
Wasting time or not waste. This is back in 2007. I'm talking about when I was working and in my spare time.
About the whole thing. But
because I don't look on the internet to find, you know, that you can just go right to the internet. You can look. You know what beanie babies are? I'm aware.
Take a deep breath. Go into the
I literally see the room dark. And then lighten up and then dark. Very strange. But I can feel shivers running up and down my body.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
From the 2021 album Painter's Winter, this is the song Happiness from the legendary jazz bassist William Parker, who's joined on reeds from Daniel Carter and drums from Hamid Drake. That was William Parker on bass, Daniel Carter on reeds, and Hamid Drake on drums. The song's called Happiness. It's from William Parker's 2021 album, Painter's Winter, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
From the Indians who welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain, like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America, yes, and all of the hillers have been killed, sent away, yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It looks like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America, and all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from winter in America. Stick. Thank you.
it's a winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers done been killed. Sit away. Know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, cause nobody knows what to say. And ain't nobody fighting, cause nobody knows. I didn't know.